Coaches are always asking how they can grow their businesses. But there are so many other questions that you should be asking yourself first, like, why is my marketing not working? And which strategy should I actually be following? And how should I be positioning my marketing message? And how can I generate more leads? And what can I do to close more deals? And most importantly, why are potential clients saying no when I ask them to buy? With these unanswered questions, we deal with having the fear of the unknown and fearing to fail. We deal with information overload from everything out there, and we end up not hitting our goals and not growing as fast as we want. And we soon find out that we don't have enough time to learn everything. With all this going on in our minds, no wonder we struggle with answering the question, how can I grow my business? I've dedicated my life to helping coaches find the peace and freedom they wanted when they first started their businesses by answering these questions in this podcast. And I'm going to bring simplicity to the four main pillars you need to grow your coaching business. The four pillars are mindset, marketing, sales, and operations. I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and welcome to the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome. If you are new here, my name is Jeremy Kenderson. I am your host, and today I'm going to be going over overcoming objections. I mean, how many times have you been talking to someone and they sound like they are just ready to cross the line and become a customer, and you get that infamous no, like the worst thing you could possibly hear. Your dreams get crushed, your heart's torn out of your chest, and you don't know what to do at that point. Because I even talked to somebody yesterday, and he was like, he was all happy. He was like, hey, I'm going to sell this person. I just increased my prices. I told him the price, and it was a lot. It was about $10,000. And the guy goes, whoa, that's way more than I anticipated. And he said something that I've never heard before, but I'm glad he was able to confide in me. He said, I almost wanted to apologize. Like, he felt bad for quoting him that high price for what he does. But the guy's really, really good at what he does, so he's totally worth the 10 grand. I know he's worth the $10,000. But he felt like he wanted to apologize. Thank God he did not. He ended up closing the deal a little bit less than what he wanted to, but that's kind of what happens, right? When we go and we ask somebody to put their trust in us and confide in us to do business with us, and they like, whoa. Immediately we go into defense mode, like, all right, what did I do wrong? What can I say? What can I do to make sure this doesn't go away, right? So there's a lot that I could be covering in this, but I'm going to cover the basics, because really, when you're talking about sales, there's like an art and a science to it, right? And the science is more along the lines of, like, you know, it's a numbers game. What's the statistics? You know, what are my conversion rates? You know, what do I need to do to close X amount of deals this month, right? The art is the conversational piece. So overcoming objections is part of the art of selling, okay? Now, there's a lot that goes into it. I always tell people that you need to overcome objections before they become objections. That's a whole long thing. What I want to do is for you to be able to take this today and start applying it to what you're doing right now to close more business. So One of the things that most people don't do is actually ask for the business. So you want to have some good closing questions, something that you can rely on, something that just flows out of your mouth that you practiced 100 gazillion times, so it just flows, so you can say, hey, Visa or MasterCard, bro? And then their objection comes up, right? They say, about that, I don't know if that's too much or whatever. I'm going to give you the step-by-step plan of what you can say to overcome those objections to close more business. Because if you just take the first no, you're leaving so much money on the table, you don't even know it. I remember a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I sold cars. And, you know, they had a few rules in car sales. One thing that I learned was the first person to talk after you ask for the business, hey, is that Visa or MasterCard? You shut your mouth, you shut up, you don't say anything. The first person who speaks loses, right? The other thing that they taught me is that you got to get a lot of no's before you get to a yes. And I remember hearing stories about people saying, like, you know, I overcame the objection. They had to, you know, overcome the person's, that they got 8 no's before the person finally said yes. And it's because they went through a similar process to overcome the objections. And it's not hard selling. You're not going to sound like a sleazy salesperson. Like, all of those fears that you might have in overcoming objections, like, put them aside. They're not really fears. What they are is limiting beliefs. And if we have a limiting belief that we're afraid of, I'm going to digress for just a second, so bear with me. But human beings as a whole, we have this survival mode of protecting our self-image. So we want to make sure that, hey, people that I talk to think this guy is totally cool and not an idiot. And I want to make sure nobody thinks I'm dumb. You know, we got this thing that we're constantly doing. We're trying to self-preserve our image. And that's the root of the problem that people have with sales is they want to preserve their self-image. They don't want to come across as a sleazy salesperson. So when they get a no, they go, okay, you know, I get it. You know, well, maybe we'll talk, you know, next time or whatever. And it's because we have this thing where it's like we want to treat people the way we want to be treated, which is definitely the golden rule. I'm not telling you to stop doing that. Like, definitely keep the golden rule in your life. You have good character, good integrity when you do that. However, we don't want to impose that onto people because the psychology of selling, the psychology of persuasion says that people are immediately going to say no. That's their defense mechanism. And it takes some persuasion and it takes some tact to be able to help overcome the objection. So if what you're doing right now is something that you're passionate about and that you love and you think it's a complete disservice not to offer this to the world, that's step one of being successful in sales, number one. But number two, if that's the case, when somebody tells you no, you can't take no for an answer because it's a disservice to those people to take no for an answer. And sometimes you gotta take 8 no's and do this process 8 times, which can feel a little awkward and crazy, but is it worth it to feel awkward and crazy 8 times to actually get the deal that you're looking for to help your business get revenue, which is the lifeblood of your business? That's the whole purpose of a business. That's the only thing that's gonna pay the bills to keep the business running. The lifeblood, right? Is it worth it to go through that and feel awkward and crazy to get your product or service into the hands of this individual if it's really going to help them that much? The answer is yes, of course, right? So feel awkward, feel crazy. It's okay. It's normal. Just freaking do it. All right. I'm going to give you the process. You're going to do it a few times. I remember one time I did it 16 times with a person. 16 times the person's telling me no, they don't want to do it. And like if they didn't want to do it, really they just get up and walk away or whatever the case was back then, right? Like in my case, it was get up and walk away. They could get up and walk away. They could hang up the phone. They could, you know, stop returning messages. If it's a hard no, that's what will happen. But like I said, it's like a defense mechanism. They say no at first, and then what they're really looking for is to have the assurance that it's a good deal, that it's a good service or product, and that you're trustworthy, okay? So before I get into the process, one last thing I want to cover with you, because this is really important, is what I always teach people is you need to overcome objections before they become objections. So if you can break down what an objection is into 3 different categories, not you, me, I'm going to do it right now because that's what I'm talking about, is number one is usually it's money. Money is the biggest objection, right? I just can't afford it right now. I spent $500 on my iPhone and I can't spend $100 on something that's going to make me healthy. I don't have the money, right? Really, they're not saying that they don't have the money. What they're saying is, I don't believe or trust that this is a good deal or a good product and you're not a good person. One of those 3 things, right? That's what they're actually saying. And if you can understand, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Mask with Jim Carrey, but the psychologist is talking about everybody wears masks. When you first meet somebody, you're not really meeting them. You're meeting who they want you to think that they actually are. And it's not till you get to know them that the mask comes off and you're like, oh my God, you're not the same person I thought you were, right? And then people end up in relationships, break up because that person was crazy. They didn't let their crazy out before, right? That's the same thing with an objection. Is the first thing that they tell you is not the truth. That's what they want you to think. Okay? That's the reason they want you to think of why they're saying no. Okay? So that's one reason to not take no for an answer, is because it's not the right thing. So what you have to do is dig a little bit deeper to find out what's really going on. But before I get into that, going back to the beginning of the conversation, if your main objection you're getting is money, you need to figure out early on in your conversation what you need to say, what questions you need to ask for them to admit or say something that alleviates money from being an issue. You know what I mean? If your product is $50 and it's like, hey, you know, you ask a question, something along the lines of, you know, hey, what do you like better? You like Starbucks or Dutch Brothers? Oh yeah, I'm a Dutch Brothers guy too. Like I've hit that place up like every day. What about you? Oh yeah, I love that place. I go there twice a day. Okay, twice a day is $5, $10. That's $10 a day on coffee times 30 days in a month. That's $300 a month that they're spending on coffee that they don't need, that's not healthy for them. I mean, the amount of calories and sugar alone is averting the purpose of, you know, working out and being fit. So that's $300 a month. You just figured out right now that they have an extra $300 a month. So what you have to do is persuade them to see that your product or service is worth more than that $300, or worth more than that coffee, right? Is this worth more than the coffee? That's perceived value. That's your job in the sales process and the sales conversation, which we're not going to get into today. But the point is, you can ask questions to help gather information and knowledge from a person to help overcome those objections earlier on in the conversation. So money is a big one. Time is another one. I just don't have the time to do it. I just don't have the time to work out. I would love to work out. I just don't have the time to do it. If you've heard me talk for any significant amount of time, we all know that that's pretty much bullshit, right? Like, anybody can find an extra 30 minutes to an hour a day. It's easy to find 30 minutes. You just wake up 30 minutes earlier. It's really not going to make you more tired when you wake up 30 minutes earlier, but it gives you the opportunity to have more time to accomplish more things, right? You can go to bed a little bit later. You can actually manage your time better. Ooh, that's a concept, right? A lot of us just keep plugging along, doing things, checking off task lists, and, you know, watching YouTube videos or whatever, and we don't manage our time efficiently. Anyway, the moral of that story is, you can ask questions to find out what's going on in this person's life, to find out where they're wasting their time, so that when they have an objection of, I don't have the time, you're able to go, well, remember you said that you spend 2 hours a day watching TV? There's your extra time to do this. You just have to make your this, your product or service, be perceived value higher than the enjoyment that they get out of watching Game of Thrones, or whatever it is that they're watching, right? So that's time, money, and fear. Pretty much if it's not time or money that they're objecting to, it's fear of some sort. They're afraid of making a commitment. They're afraid that the product or service won't work. They're afraid that they're not gonna get along with you during the process. They're afraid that the company's gonna go under. They're afraid. Whatever that is, right? So whatever common objections you're getting, time, money, and, you know, maybe a few other ones, and those few other ones relate to fear, asking questions earlier on in the conversation are going to give you the ammunition you need to overcome the objections later on down the road, okay? But when you get down the road and you actually ask your closing question and they say no, here's the process, all right? This is, I kind of went on and on and on here to get to this one thing that I'm going to show you, but hopefully I set the stage correctly for you, okay? You have your conversation, you ask them, hey, do you want to use a Visa or MasterCard? And they say, I don't know if this is going to be right for me, you know, whatever the case is. The very first thing you want to do is you want to acknowledge the objection. You want to acknowledge the objection, okay? And what I mean by that is you want them to know that you were listening and that you heard them. So many times in sales is you got this adrenaline going and you're trying to get through it and they're like, and I just don't have the time. It's like, oh, yeah, but really, this is a great thing you should be doing right now. Like, you just gotta do it. So what do you say, pal? Are you in? Right? And what they do is they completely overpass the objection that they said. And when you overpass the objection that they said, they feel like you didn't listen to them. And when people feel like they haven't been heard, they get angry. And if somebody's angry at you, they're not gonna buy from you. So you have to acknowledge the objection. And it sounds a little something like this. All right, you ready? You might want to take some notes on this. You say something like, hey, I totally understand that you don't have the time to do this right now, right? I totally understand that you don't have the time to do this right now. You've acknowledged their objection. They know that you are listening to them. They know that you are a person of good character because you listen when 99.9% of the world has terrible listening skills. So now they feel, oh, he's understanding, he's listening. Defenses come down a little bit, okay? Then, the next thing that you want to do, I forgot, bear with me, hold on. I totally understand you don't want to do this right now. And then you want to transition. So a transition would sound something like, hey, I totally understand that you don't have the time to do this right now. However, what you said earlier, right? It's something like a however. And there's tons of different things that you could actually be saying here. However, hey, I totally understand that you don't have the time to do this right now. But remember earlier you were talking about how you watch, you know, Netflix for 4 hours a day, you know, whatever that thing is that you got earlier in the conversation. You're like, however, remember when, however, or remember when, whatever that transition is. So you acknowledge, you transition, and then you overcome. So the overcome the objection part is pulling from the past, like I said. And I totally understand that you don't have the time to do this right now. But remember, earlier you said that you watched the Game of Thrones over and over and over again, you know, for 4 hours a day for the last 5 years. Can't believe you're not sick of it yet. But, you know, whatever that information that you're able to pull from earlier in the conversation, that's the ammo that you're using to overcome the objection right there. So you acknowledge, you transition, you overcome. Hey, I totally understand that you don't have the time to do this right now. But remember when you said that you watch Game of Thrones, you know, 5 times a day. It seems like you could probably free up some of your time, don't you think? So you overcome and you reclose. So don't you think you could actually find some time there? Oh yeah, I guess I could probably find some time. Great. We got limited seating right now. I got 3 spots left if you want to use a Visa or MasterCard. So you reclose. So what I like doing is what's called a tie-down question. Give you a little tidbit bonus right here. A tie-down question at the end of overcoming the objection, which a tie-down question is you're asking a question so their answer ties them down to agreeing with you. Like, it sounds like you could give up, if you're watching Game of Thrones for 4 hours a day, it sounds like you'd probably give up 2 hours easy, and you'd have plenty of time to work out and get in shape, right? That little right there is ending in a question. It's a tie-down question. You're like, yeah, I guess I could free up some time. Great. I got limited seats, 3 spots left. Let's get you locked in today so you don't miss out and keep putting this off forever. Visa or MasterCard. Reclose. And then you repeat this process over and over and over again. Because Visa or MasterCard, what are they going to say? Yes? Hope so. They might say no. Oh, really? What else is going on? Oh, man, I just don't have the money for this right now. Hey, I totally understand that you don't have the money right now. However, earlier you said that you go to Starbucks twice a day. And it seems like if you cut out just one of those coffees, you'd be able to actually get in shape, as well as taking less calories and less sugar that's producing the fat you're trying to work off. You know, if you take one sugary Starbucks drink and you have to go to the gym for 3 hours to work that off, are you going to the gym 3 hours? That sucks. That's a lot of work. It's not worth it, right? So I just went over the transition, the overcome transition. That doesn't sound worth it, right? No, it doesn't sound worth it. All right, great. Again, I got 3 spots. I want to get you in here. I hate for you to put this off even longer. Do you want to use a Visa or a MasterCard? What are they going to say? Yes? I hope so. But they could be like, I don't know, you know, I just don't think this is right for me. I totally understand feeling that something's not right for you. However, earlier you said this is the perfect thing for you because you've been putting it off for so long. So it sounds like something that obviously is something scary to do, but I'm going to be here for you. Like, let's just do this together. What do you say? Yeah, I guess we should do it together. Great. Visa or MasterCard. Repeat this over and over and over and over and over again, okay? Until you either, they buy, the old saying is they either buy or die, right? They're either buying at the end of this, or they finally get to a point where they're like, look, man, I'm just not going to do it. You know, and it's like, okay, cool, you don't want to piss people off. It's just like, you know, my job is to get people over the obstacles that they have in their lives, or get them over the obstacles that they have in front of them to have a better life. Hopefully your product or service is going to help somebody have a better life some way or somehow, right? And these thoughts and fears and processes that we go on in our heads prevent us from doing things that are going to make us have a better life. So my job as a salesperson is to help you overcome those things. So please don't take offense. You know, that's something you could say. Another strategy is when somebody tells you no, and this is actually better, is when someone tells you no and you go Visa or MasterCard, like, I don't know, I just don't have the time right now. You can do what I call the suppose close. You could say, oh, I totally understand you don't have time right now. If you did have time, is there anything else stopping you from starting this program with? Well, if I had all the time in the world, then, you know, no, I just don't have the money for it. Okay, well, if you had all the money in the world and you had all the time in the world, is there anything preventing you from doing this right now? Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have, I just don't know if this is right for me. Okay, well, if you knew this was right for you and you had all the time in the world and you had all the money in the world, would you start this program with me today? Always make it today, not tomorrow or some fictitious time, because you'll get to the end and then they'll say, oh yeah, I'm totally going to do it 6 months from now. It's like, if this, and this weren't the case, would you do it today? I used to even go back in time and say, hey, if this and this and this were the case, you probably would have done this 6 months ago, right? Like, yeah. All right, that gives me a good in. If you would have done it 6 months ago, then you got to do it today because you can't put it off anymore because you've been putting it off. Make sense? So you just keep going through that until they're like, is there anything else stopping you? Well, you know, I just don't know if, like, this is the right program for me. Okay, so if you knew it was the right program and you knew it was good for you and you had all the time in the world and you had all the money in the world, would you have started this program 6 months ago? If all those things weren't an issue, no? All right, well, what else is stopping you? See what I'm doing right there? It's always, so what else? So what else? What else? You're getting it. And they're like, oh, well, I guess there is nothing else. Okay, great. So let me just recap this. If you had all the time in the world, all the money in the world, you knew this was good for you, and you knew this program was going to work for you, and you knew that, you know, I wasn't going to leave you high and dry, then you would have done this 6 months ago, right? Yeah, totally. If all those things weren't the case, you know, if all the stars aligned, then yes, I would do that 6 months ago. Great. Now, I totally understand that you don't have, you know, that money's an issue. However, overcome the objection, do a tie down, right? And that sounds reasonable, right? That you can actually find that money, so money's probably not an issue anymore, right? Yeah, probably not. All right, well, I totally understand that, you know, time is an issue, and however, you said earlier that Game of Thrones, you got plenty of time. Seems like you got time to make for this, right? Yeah, I guess I do. Okay, so time isn't an issue. Now, remember you said that, you know, you didn't know if this was right for you. See what I'm doing? I'm just going back and I'm acknowledging, I'm transitioning, I'm overcoming until I overcome the last one that they had. And then I'm like, all right, well, it sounds like time, money, fear of the product not working for you, fear of the program not being the right fit for you. Since those aren't issues anymore, I got 3 spots left. Let's go ahead and get you in there, lock in your place so you don't miss out and you don't put this off any further. Did you want to use a Visa or MasterCard? And that's a good way to overcome the objection, because if you don't do it like that, you could go through this process and they could constantly be going, you know, just put you through the ringer, and it never ends. So it is kind of nice to get all of them out in the open so that they say there is nothing else, so that you can actually have an end in sight. So I hope this has helped. Hope this process has helped. Hope you've taken some notes, and feel free to leave some comments. Let me know how this is working for you. If you tried it out, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, also comment, let me know. Again, if you're new here, you don't know, my name is Jeremy Kenderson, and this is all about leveling up. So feel free to, if you like this, feel free to like it, follow me, you know, check it out and share it. Really, really appreciate it. And I will see you probably tomorrow. All right. Have a good day. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Again, I'm Jeremy Kenderson. And if you like this episode, then head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel so you can get notified of the next episode. Please make sure you head over to Facebook and like and follow it. I really appreciate you. And I'll see you on the next episode.